Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/rate for more information.
Welcome to the Road Rage. I know we have some other teams that we've promised to get to and people asking for them. I'm going to get to them. Ryan Tannehill, we say this all the time. These people are in competition for the same jobs, all right? The notion that the veteran quarterback mentors and teaches the younger quarterback, it has basically never been true. Montana and Steve Young hated each other. Really, it was Montana who hated Young. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, oh, they're buddies now, but they weren't then. Brett Favre once said the exact same thing that Ryan Tannehill just said. Brett Favre was asked about basically mentoring Aaron Rodgers, said that's the coach's job, not my job.
Well, I mean, would you help him? Let's go help you so you can take my job.
Right. That's why.
I can see how he would want to do it.
Well, that's why that is that situation is actually the norm. The veteran quarterback who does not want to in any way help the rookie. And we want to make it like that's a big story. Ryan Tannehill said, he was asked about this, said, I don't think it's my job to mentor Malik Willis. He then added, this was his mitigating sentence. This is the mitigating half of the sentence. He said, but if he learns from me along the way, that's a great thing. Okay.
In other words, if he wants to follow him around,
right,
he can do that.
Right. And now, Tannehill was also shocked by the A.J. Brown deal. He said he labeled himself shocked by the A.J. Brown trade, said I slept terrible that night and kept thinking it was just a bad dream. No, he's actually gone, Ryan. He's actually gone. Tannehill said, now this is not a quote, this is from James Palmer. Ryan Tannehill said he wasn't informed ahead of time that the Titans were drafting Malik Willis. Well, again, Ryan, here's the thing. They took him with the 87th pick. When were they going to inform you? It's not like it was part of their plan.
He's probably sleeping then, too.
Right. Well, are you confusing Ryan Tannehill and Ryan Leach?
No.
Ryan Leaf, rather?
No.
Okay.
You've heard of two as an also.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm not quite getting the correlation. Oh.
He said he had bad dreams. Okay, he was sleeping and had bad dreams. Gotcha, oh, man, gotcha. If I got to go through all that, it just loses it.
Yeah, I guess you did. Ryan Tannehill said he wasn't informed ahead of time that the Titans were drafting Malik Willis. He said he apparently told James Palmer and maybe others, I don't know, it's not a quote, he did call Willis after he was drafted to congratulate him. Well, okay, so what more do you want him to do than that? He called the guy and congratulated him. Good. You know, it's not his job to baby him. And this is the reality of the situation. But again, as far as the notification of Tannehill in advance, what are you talking about? He was drafted with the 87th pick. That doesn't mean the Titans drafted him by plan. They didn't draft him by plan. They drafted him because no one else had. And dude was still hanging around at 87. And finally they said, okay, the value's
good. Well, you know, you might as well take somebody there if he's like right there.
Right. That's the point. So you weren't going to be notified. This was not their first round selection. This is something. Right. This isn't something they were planning on for weeks. This is no one else drafted dude. All the teams that were supposed to draft dude, none of them did. So at 87,
so they just said, hey,
right, at 87, he's still there. And they said, you know, hey, well, at this point, you know, he's a good enough value that we have to take him here. So they did.
Yeah. And we'll put him in our basket.
This whole thing, though, sounds like much to do about nothing to me. I mean, it's like we're trying to invent a story between Ryan Tannehill and Malik Willis. I think Tannehill handled it. Especially when you consider they dealt AJ Brown on him, maybe that's the one they should have told him about. That's the one they should have notified him about. He should have notified him that they were going to deal AJ Brown. Let me get Tony in here. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
How you doing, Tony? Appreciate you getting in.
I'm doing ecstatic, man. I actually wanted to touch about AJ Brown going to the Eagles and what you think about it and what they did with the draft. I feel like they had a great draft. If you include the trade as a pick, I feel like Howie has a little bit redeemed himself based on what he's done in past years. I feel like he had a great, he didn't reach too far for anybody. He picked the player that I wanted that I asked about you last week in Jordan Davis. He got a good center to replace Kelsey in the future coming up, which we keep hearing it's on and off with him. He doesn't know if he's going to stay or he's going to retire. Then in the third round, we pick up the linebacker, Dean out of Georgia, also a player that reminds me a little bit of Jeremiah Trotter, small, undersized, but got a lot of heart, a lot of passion. I'm a little worried about the injuries because everybody passed up on him. He landed in the third round, and I keep hearing that it might be because he opted out to not have a surgery on a procedure on the shoulder. That might have caused a lot long-term damage. I'm not sure about that. I don't know what you've heard. But what do you think overall about the Eagles and what they did, including the A.J. Brown pick trade?
Yeah, I think it worked out for you, Tony. I think Roseman did his job. I think getting Brown is enormous. I'll tell you one thing. Jalen Hurts is going to be plumb out of excuses. He's going to need to perform well because you have weapons all over the field. I mean, like Quez Watkins that people don't even know about who's still an elite young talent at receiver. You with A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins, and Devontae Smith, I mean, that's an amazing start right there. But you have weapons everywhere now. So there's Jalen Hurts. You're going to have to, first of all, there's not going to be any more of this 20 passes a game kind of thing that you did the whole second half of last year. You're going to move into the modern era. I don't think A.J. Brown's coming over to Philadelphia to watch Philly run the ball all game. And quite honestly, this should help Devontae Smith too because he won't be the whole target now. So I love those moves. I think the Kobe Dean pickup was enormous. I don't care what he has to go through, surgery, no surgery. N'Kobe Dean is a top 20 player, and to get him in the third round because of injuries, I think is significant. What other player did you ask about? For some reason, your draft is
Jordan Davis, and then they picked the center. They picked that center that I heard. I don't know if that's true, but I was watching the guys on the NFL Network as opposed to the ESPN guys, and I think I heard one of them say that the center that we drafted, a lot of GMs had him as the number one center on their boards as opposed to the guy that got picked first. What do you think about that pick in that center?
Well, what happened in that that situation was that you actually asked the advice of Kelsey. Kelsey came back this
year. I've seen that.
Yeah. Kelsey came back this year, but there was a lot of talk that he wouldn't, but he did. Mm-hmm. And it was actually Kelsey's advice that led you to that pick and of Cam Jurgens, the Nebraska center. And I really like Jurgens on film. He's athletic, he's aggressive, he's physical. I think I had him about 50 in my top 100. I think he went in the area that he should have. So you know, I love that pick. You desperately needed another guy to fill that role. I actually thought you might go Linderbaum. And so you wound up getting Cam Jurgens and wound up filling that hole anyway. You really answered a lot of questions. And then the Johnson kid out of Kansas, the linebacker, I don't know. You're going to have to figure out what to do with him because he's undersized. Mm-hmm. But he is an insane athlete. I mean, an impossible athlete. I can tell you this. I don't know exactly where you play him. I think you're going to have to try. I mean, obviously, he's going to play special teams to start. But eventually, you're going to play him either as a strong safety or a will linebacker type. But you're talking about a guy at the combine that nobody blocked. Nobody. I mean, in pass rush situations, nobody could stay in front of him. He's just too fast and athletic. So eventually,
I've seen a few.
What you got to do is use him as a second guy.
Yeah, I've seen. Sorry to cut you off, Walt, but I've seen a few videos of what you're mentioning. He was playing against, going against like top first round talent, and he was looking phenomenal.
Yeah,
it kind of shocked me. I didn't know much about him. I forgot to ask you about him.
Yeah.
But when you mentioned Jalen Hurts, also they drafted a tight end. I'm excited about AJ Brown real quick and Smith on the outside because now that's going to open up a lot of the middle for Dallas Goedert. So I believe Howie stuck to his word, and he's giving Jalen Hurts the no pressure, not bringing anybody behind him to make him feel like he's not the guy. He's really giving him an opportunity, and he's placed a lot of weapons around him to give him that shot and see really what he got.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not – I couldn't remember who the tight end was. I just looked it up. Yeah, in the sixth round, you drafted Grant Calcaterra. Calcaterra is the former – Oklahoma quarterback. He actually knows Jalen Hurts. So
I heard that
from their time in Oklahoma. That pick actually makes all sorts of sense. And Calcaterra is a good pass catcher. He's a guy who really could have gone higher than he did. Yeah, I mean, obviously he had a limited number of picks, but I like them all for different reasons. I like all those picks, and obviously you have to include AJ Brown in that, who is a absolutely physically dominant wide receiver. So,
and then we haven't even talked about Jordan Davis, who now I believe he's a little raw, but in a few years I think that pick is going to be phenomenal for the team. And then Howie didn't do anything to mess up our position next year, having the two first round picks and I believe two second round picks.
Right.
So I really love what he did.
Yeah, and as a part of that. And this is the truth, no matter what Eagles. I heard an Eagles writer one night who wanted to suggest that, well, they didn't make that move for this reason. But make no mistake, they did. They positioned themselves in next year's draft that if they want to go quarterback, they can. You know, that's what they did. They spread it out, but they positioned themselves a year from now that if the Jalen Hurts experiment does not work, that they can go in a different direction next year. This is going to be a make it or break it year for Jalen Hurts. There's no question. I mean, he played reasonably well, but down the stretch, they treated him like the Niners treated Wet Noodle. They did not let him throw the ball. He was throwing the ball 20 times a game. You became primarily a running team. You've got to join the modern era this year. You've got to cut him loose. You know, he has weapons everywhere. He's played enough that he should be more mature now and should be ready to go. So you cut him loose, you take the training wheels off him, and let's see what he can do. And if he plays well, great. You have your quarterback of the future. You have dynamic offensive weapons and pieces everywhere. And if he doesn't, then you know that. You find it out, and you go into next year's draft, and you look for a different answer.
I agree with all that. And, a guy that we picked as an undrafted free agent is a local guy named Mario Goodrich from Clemson.
Yeah.
They didn't address the cornerback or the safety in the draft. What do you think about him? How good do you think he could be in that position? Because we don't really have that much talent other than Slay at cornerback.
Well, look, of the Clemson players that weren't drafted, the one that surprised me more than any other was Mario Goodrich. And Goodrich surprised me for several reasons. One, he came off a really good year. at corner, where he received a lot of acclaim and he played pretty well. Now, he didn't run particularly well. That hurt him. There's questions about his makeup speed. That hurt him. But I still thought that somebody would draft him. I was surprised that he made it through. The cornerbacks got pushed back in this draft a little bit. And I think that hurt him because there were some guys, elite corner prospects that I thought would be in the top 100 that slid back in round 4 and round 5. So I think that's part of what happened as well. But, you know, he's a character guy from a championship level program, and it makes sense to add players like that.
Hey, well, I appreciate the time. And before I let you go, man, go Mets.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. That's right. Thank you, Tony. Good job. Hey, Tony, Tony, you're an Eagles and a Mets fan? You're an Eagles and a Mets fan?
Well, let me explain. Well, I'm a New York guy, but I fell in love with the Eagles because, you know, McNabb came out of Syracuse, so I followed him. At that point in my life, I didn't have a team yet.
Gotcha.
So I decided to pick, to, you know, ride with the Eagles. I've been riding with
them. So you were the only one who actually liked the McNair pick when they made it.
Yeah, yeah. I love McNabb.
Because the Eagles fans hated that pick when it was made.
Yeah, when it was made. Yeah. But, you know, he showed them wrong.
And, yeah, he did.
I feel like he's very underrated, because a lot of people give him slack, but he made 5 NFC championship games.
Agreed.
And a Super Bowl. And he only made the Super Bowl once he got a level of talent like Terrell Owens. Before that, he had James Thrash. When he went to another team, he never became nothing. He disappeared. Todd Pinkston, he disappeared. He had nobodies with him, and he carried that team. Along with that defense, a lot of it goes on that defense with Brian Dawkins and all those guys. But I love McNabb.
Yep. Well done, Tony. Good talking to you as always. You need to call more often.
Good talking to you. Well,
thank you, Tony. Hey, let me tell you about my friend David Green, the Green Law Firm. Like, I've not met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. Listen, here's what you don't want. You don't want any calls. You don't want any, I don't even think they call. You don't want any letters from the IRS. You want to make it through your whole life never dealing with the IRS at all. But you don't want to hide out from them. If you've done something wrong, stop thinking about your own private Idaho and living off the grid and all that stuff. No, you live right where you are. You just call my guy, David Green. He'll get you out of whatever it is you think you're in. You know, you think you're the only one who's done whatever you've done. No, a million other people have done what you've done. They just knew to call David Green, the Green Law Firm. David's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate here for over 20 years. He has long established and working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly find you the right solution to your issue, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether they've got audit coming up, it doesn't matter. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the Fresh Start program, the ever-changing tax laws, and they'll use these programs to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. They've been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Call my guy, David Green, and the professional staff at the Green Law Firm. They can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McEastern and Grayville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Quick break.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring. To check that off of your list, don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canteen Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Hi, folks. Quok here to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Now, normally when I talk about PhD, I talk about my own weight loss journey, where I dropped 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and I've continued to drop weight incrementally in the maintenance phase, where I've learned ways to eat and ways to think about food that have helped me create a sustainable model for myself through the rest of my life. It's incredible what those folks do. Many of you know how incredible they are because you too have tried PhD and you love it. You know that Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have helped you lose 9 pounds, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it may be per week. You've started to take the plunge and you know what I know, that this is a great way to live the rest of your life. But there's one more reason to love PhD. Right now, we're proud to announce that PhD Weight Loss is the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans. It doesn't get any better than that. I can't think of a more excellent pairing than Clemson Athletics and PhD Weight Loss. Go Tigers!
Chances are your mom has had enough flowers and breakfasts in bed for Mother's Day. Trust me, she'd rather sleep in. Get mom a gift she'll cherish forever from Diamonds and Gold Direct. They offer quality jewelry at affordable prices with a vast selection to choose from. Not sure what to buy? The Diamonds and Direct staff will help you select the perfect gift mom deserves. Voted Anderson's best jewelry store 8 years in a row in Anderson across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers four-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a five-year warranty. Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704. And let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where your favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
Bosch is hosting a direct hire event at 1100 Scottsbridge Road in Anderson on Wednesday, May 4th from 9 to 2. Direct hire maintenance technicians on multiple shifts. Starting pay is $27.02 an hour with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Benefits start day one. Learn more and RSVP at htijobs.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
the Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I don't know if people saw that the Atlanta Falcons extended Grady Jarrett today. Not at all surprised about that, in that they didn't draft Jordan Davis. Again, I thought it was clear going into the draft. I think it's more clear coming out of the draft that Grady Jarrett's status was directly dependent on Jordan Davis and whether the Falcons drafted Jordan Davis or not. And obviously the Falcons went in a different direction, and right after the draft, subsequent to the draft, extended Grady Jarrett. Grady only had one sack last year. I don't think I realized that, but part of it is he demands so much attention. I mean, he's a dominant player. I mean, listen, of the Falcons' three best players, two of them are ex-Clemson guys, A.J. Terrell and Grady Jarrett. The other one is Kyle Pitts. Joe and Robert, coming right to you. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for taking my calls. Always, I was going to ask you about quarterback evaluations. I don't know for this for a fact. The Strong, the Nevada kid,
yep.
Was he not drafted?
He was not.
Why do you think he dropped like a rock?
Knees. This is a kid who, honestly, as a pure thrower of the football, he's better than any of the quarterbacks who were selected in this draft. But he's a statue, and he has knee issues that I think there's a concern that those knee issues might be degenerative. But it's interesting you ask that because wasn't it Philly who picked him up as an undrafted free agent? I believe it was. I'm going to look that up. I want to say it was Philly who picked him up as an undrafted free agent, which would be really interesting because, you know, they run an offense that's a run-based offense. It was. The Eagles picked up Carson Strong. He really doesn't fit that offensive scheme. If they were to go to Carson Strong, they would be running a completely different offense. But I will say this. If Jalen Hurts does not deliver throwing the football, I'm not talking about as a runner. I'm not talking about the Eagles, you know, run it 50 times a game. I'm talking about in a modern offense. If Jalen Hurts does not deliver this year, I would not be shocked to see an undrafted free agent get a shot there because Carson Strong can throw the football. That's not in question. The question is his knees.
Hey, I knew he was I thought he was the strongest passer, but I was like, man, did I whiff on that or didn't know anything? But so it's just his knees. Yeah. Well, obviously, if it's not degenerative and they can fix it, Walt, do you think this could be a huge diamond in the rough?
Yeah, well, I do because, again, you're talking about a guy who's, you know, 6'5", whatever he is, 6'5", and 240 pounds who can throw a football. I mean, Carson Strong can throw the football. If you go back and you watch some of the film from some of his games this year, I mean, you'll see a guy who really is a polished thrower of the football, a guy who can make all the throws demanded of an NFL quarterback.
I thought he made good intermediate throws too, but yeah. You know, obviously this 2023 class, next year's class is going to be huge. When you're evaluating a quarterback, like how long does it take you to evaluate him? Like as far as film, is it going to take hours or can you figure it out? Like I know Allen, you probably saw him, I don't know, 15 minutes and be like, yeah, that's a guy.
Yep.
But, like, how long does it take for you personally to evaluate a quarterback to see if this guy is a draftable round one guy? And I guess my other question is this, and I'll leave you with this. A lot of these quarterbacks are going to be sitting. and it could be really, really good, like Crowell, San Francisco's quarterback, Green Bay's quarterback. Could we be seeing a change in maybe how we're going to, you know, help these quarterbacks along? But appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Those are some really good questions. The first one's not easy to answer because there are times that for me, like, it's like an epiphany. Like, I see it and I know it instantly. There are other guys who I see the talent instantly, but I still need to do a lot more work on to see if there's enough of the other ingredients. And you know, and you're looking for many different things. You're looking for leadership, it factor, accuracy, mobility, ability to extend plays, particularly today. I think accuracy is still paramount on the list, but I also think that more and more athleticism at that position is being called for. And, you know, so there are many different elements to evaluate health sometimes. I mean, you know, and sometimes the player's circumstance changes dramatically. Like, for example, Sam Howell's circumstance changed dramatically from last year to this year in terms of his supporting cast. That's why you still have to evaluate the player in a vacuum. Too many times scouts do this too. They evaluate an offense and they, as opposed to the quarterback, or they fail to evaluate the offense in a quarterback evaluation. That's what happened with Justin Herbert. These idiots just, you know, were convinced themselves that Herbert just wasn't that elite. And they failed to understand that he had never played with anything better than a seventh round wide receiver. If you had put Herbert in that offense at LSU that Burrow was running, or the offense at Alabama that Tua was running, this dude would have thrown for 70 touchdown passes for either one of those teams in a single year. I mean, he was just superior. And so what you had to do with a Justin Herbert is you had to just evaluate him. You had to evaluate his skills. I mean, I heard ridiculous comments about him, like he's tall. You know, I mean, but the athleticism was obvious. The ability to extend plays was obvious. The arm talent was obvious. I would post little videos of Herbert. And there was one in particular I remember where he was rolling left, thrown across his body in his own territory, and threw a perfect strike to the back left of the end zone for a score. And I wrote, when I posted that, I wrote, there are only like two or three people on earth that can make that throw. And yet it was ignored. So it's never one answer, Joe. It's a really good question. It's never one answer. Like with Josh Allen, it was literally like the first pass I saw him throw. I'm the only idiot in America who's watching Wyoming play for some reason. And it wasn't for Josh Allen. Nobody had ever heard of Josh Allen. And I'm watching Josh Allen's first game, and I see him make several throws in the first few minutes that I'm sitting there thinking to myself, again, there's nobody on the planet who can make those throws. Nobody on the planet. And in some of it, you know, like, for example, when they played Hawaii, Allen's first three throws were incomplete. He hit guys right in the chest. He almost knocked them out. And they were all dropped. Those are all incompletions. But I was watching a 6'5 athlete who's 240 pounds with the strongest arm I had ever seen. And no one had ever heard of him. I came on here the next day, that Monday, and I said, I just saw a guy that no one's ever heard of who is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. I said, mark my words. I said, this guy is going to be a top 10 pick. It was a year before anybody else figured out who he was. And then on the issue of backup quarterbacks having time to develop, Joe, maybe, but in this world we live in, value judgments are made on you even if you're not playing. I mean, like, the whole world thinks Jordan Love sucks because he's playing behind Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't get to play. There's zero patience or tolerance. I mean, all I heard last year, I heard people say this with regularity, And Robert, I'm coming to you. I heard people say this with regularity, that Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence suck. No, they don't suck. You suck. They're both great. You got to understand the circumstances they're put into. They were both put into cesspool situations. Disastrous situations. But the talent in both players is just obvious. You know, they weren't born into money. Both those guys were put into awful situations. But I expect both to be great. I don't think there's any reason that either one of those guys will be anything short of terrific. I think they're both uniquely talented. And I expect big things from both of those players in the near future. But there was no patience. I read it. I saw it over and over again. I saw it with Josh Allen. They thought Josh Allen was a scrub. They thought he was a scrub. The social media, Twitter, had adjudicated Josh Allen to be a scrub. And I would just write things like, just wait. Just wait. We'll never find you again. Never find you. Okay, now like a year removed from that, Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the NFL. And it took some parts, too. It took some parts. What people didn't understand with Josh Allen is he had these little gnat receivers. These little 5'8 wide receivers. He needed a real number one receiver. They went out and got Diggs overnight. Allen looks exactly like the player that I thought he would be. They need some help. And in both, in the case of Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, they both needed help. Well, guess what? I think help's on the way in both situations. I think help's on the way. There's a whole lot of people said ridiculous things about those guys, but that's what happens. No, we want to judge all these guys immediately. I mean, I hear all the time that Trey Lance is a bum. He sucks. Trey Lance sucks. How would anyone know that? He hasn't played. He hasn't even been given a chance. How would anybody know that? He has physical tools. I'd be patient in that situation because I think you'll wind up regretting your words in that one too. But as far as these guys sitting behind other guys and that giving them a chance, I don't know. Starting quarterbacks aren't apt to want to help younger quarterbacks, and we want to judge everybody even when they're not playing. Like I said, Jordan Love. Jordan Love's a scrub. He can't play because he's sitting behind Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, there are issues with that. Quick break. Robert in Georgia. I'm coming right to you, Robert. Don't go anywhere.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday and Tuesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
I'm Dr. Frank Armasita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University. I have witnessed great teamwork on the field, court, and diamond. and I am part of a great team at the Surgery Center at Pelham. Our goal is to end your joint pain, and I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. Our outpatient total joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You'll be walking out the very same day. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, folks. Quok here to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Now, normally when I talk about PhD, I talk about my own weight loss journey where I dropped 24 pounds in 5 weeks and I've continued to drop weight incrementally in the maintenance phase where I've learned ways to eat and ways to think about food that have helped me create a sustainable model for myself through the rest of my life. It's incredible what those folks do. Many of you know how incredible they are because you too have tried PhD and you love it. You know that Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have helped you lose 9 pounds, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it may be per week. You've started to take the plunge, and you know what I know, that this is a great way to live the rest of your life. But there's one more reason to love PhD. Right now, we're proud to announce that PhD Weight Loss is the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans. It doesn't get any better than that. I can't think of a more excellent pairing than Clemson Athletics and PhD Weight Loss. Go Tigers!
Grab a limited edition of Camo Big Bow Box with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. Only at Bojangles.
Hey, Tiger fans. Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
The magic to saving fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call 735-8081. Water Furnace. Magic right under your feet.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least 6 per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tuning in from the car? Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
First you ride, no time for
Love that, Ramona. Love that. You can say all those songs sound, those Lord Young.
Well,
You can say it all you want.
You like all three of them.
Love it. That's my favorite right there.
I left the woo on there.
No, that's my favorite. It's about getting out and exploring the world that time has forgotten. I mean, how can you not like that? I'd live to do that. Yeah. I'm getting to Robert in Georgia. In fact, let me get to Robert right now. Robert, good to have you as always, Robert.
Well, thanks for getting me in, man.
By the way, Robert, I told you Isaiah Likely wasn't going in the top 100.
Well, I just got one. Before I get to why I called,
I thought he would for the longest time, but it was that 4-8 that was the killer. And I think he does play faster than that. I mean, he averaged 15 yards a catch for his career. I think he'll be a real good pro.
Yeah. As far as, before I get to why I called, I got a couple of questions about the draft. But Justin Herbert, you know, Walt, I know sometimes it's a complicated thing, player evaluation. But, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but to me, all you had to do with Justin Herbert, and I'm talking to you, Miami, was one, take into consideration who his head coach was. Two, take into consideration the scheme they ran on offense. And three, watch his last game in the Rose Bowl, where not only did he show all kind of athleticism, but he showed an it factor that I don't think Cristobal ever let him show in that game.
Yeah,
that would have been enough for me.
All those things are true, Robert, but ex NFL scout and present NFL Network star Daniel Jeremiah did not have Justin Herbert in his top 50.
That's sad.
You know, again, it was a constant mistake of evaluation. They judged him to be a left coast guy, to be soft. He didn't have this. He didn't have that. Somehow his team kept winning games. But, again, he played an offense that was run-based. The best wide receiver he ever played with was a seventh-round receiver. And what you had to do was you just had to watch the talent. And in the game you described, he basically won that game with his toughness in his legs. He won that game as a runner. He won that game the way Trevor beat Ohio State.
Absolutely. Couldn't have come up with a better comparison. That's absolutely right. So, you know, these people, I think sometimes, Walt, honestly, I think they try to justify their, some of them's ridiculous overpaid salaries by making it more complicated than it really is.
Yeah, here's a novel idea. You know, if I have a 6'5", 6'6", athlete like Allen or Herbert, I mean, guys who have pro athleticism, which is just stinking obvious. I'm not talking about collegiate athleticism. I'm talking about that have obviously transferable pro athleticism, have cannons for arms, can both extend plays. Don't be drafting any little 6-foot guys with marginal pro athleticism in advance of them. Don't be drafting Baker Mayfield before Josh Allen. Don't be drafting little Tua before Justin Herbert. That's just stupid.
Yeah. If Miami would have drafted Justin Herbert, they probably would be on the verge of being the second best team in the AFC this coming season.
Yeah, no question.
Quick questions.
The two best quarterbacks, the two best quarterbacks in all of the NFL, with the possible exception of still the Brady factor, are Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Those are the two best. With all due respect to Mahomes, Rodgers, anybody else, those are the two best guys. They just are. I mean, they're better, bigger, faster, stronger, better arms, more talented than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, moving on to my questions about the draft. One, man, I was dying to ask you before you turned in your top 100 about Jelani Woods. And I didn't get a chance to. The Clemson baseball was on. You weren't on the air the night before the draft. And then I saw you had him at 99. What is the deal? I mean, you're talking about a guy who always impressed me with his ability. He's 6'7", 253, ran a 4.6, and had a 6.95 cone, which I always thought he was really good at getting open in small spaces. What was up with him?
Well, I can tell you this. For the majority of his career, no one thought he could catch a pass because he didn't. I mean, he really
what it was?
Right. He really didn't do anything as a receiver until he got to Virginia. And so it was 1 year productivity in an offense that was throwing the ball on every play. You know, yeah. And so I think that those were the questions. There's also a question about whether a 6'7 guy can get low enough to block. And so as an inline blocker, that was in question. Honestly,
yeah.
He was one of the late decisions that worked out for me. I had been debating him all along. And the reason I ultimately put him in, Robert, is I thought to myself, somebody is going to think this guy is a dream red zone target. You know, somebody
that was in Indianapolis.
Right. Somebody's going to see Darren Waller in this guy as a red zone target and grab him in those top 100. And I think it was a great pick. I think he belonged in the top 100. And I am fascinated to see him moving forward.
Last question. I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, it's a good question, by the way.
Is it my imagination, or did the AFC teams as a whole not only win free agency, but win this draft as well? Walt, I appreciate you giving me in, bud.
Thank you, Robert. Free agency, the AFC definitely won. So many NFC stars left for the AFC. There's no question about that. From a draft standpoint, I don't know. It's not really I'm having to think about that now, Robert, because that's not really an element I even considered up till now. You know, you had some teams that I think obviously did very well from an AFC standpoint, the Jets, Baltimore, Kansas City. I think those teams did exceptionally well. But from an NFC standpoint, I think the Giants did well. I think the Seattle Seahawks did well. In fact, I've been asked about the Giants from one of multiple times. I've been asked about the Chiefs multiple times, the Washington Commanders multiple times, the Giants multiple times. So I need to do some of those. Texter 907 says, didn't Peyton Manning go 2-14's rookie year? He didn't suck. Exactly. By today's standards, these people would have dumped Peyton Manning. By today's standards, Twitter would have dumped Peyton Manning. Not only did he go 2-14, but he set an NFL record. He threw like 29 interceptions, 27 interceptions, whatever it was, as a rookie. So, no question. Clemson John says, hey, Walt, I don't know if you talked about him or not, but what do you think about the pick that the Panthers made for Matt Corral, moving up in the third to get him? Was that a good deal? What do you think about it? Love the show. Thank you, John. And I appreciate all the kind words today, too, on Twitter, on the text line. I would have absolutely done it, John. So I'm in favor of the move. I think at that point you have nothing to lose. I think Corral is probably the best passer in the draft, at least of the drafted quarterbacks. I mean, just from a pure passer standpoint, I think he's as good in that regard as anybody in the draft. There are lots of questions with him. He's smaller. He's 205 pounds. He has an inclination to pull the ball down and run it. He's a really good athlete, but he'll get killed doing that in the NFL. He's got to know that he can't just do that in the NFL. But I think he has a little bit of an it factor too. And at that point in the draft, I just don't think you have anything to lose. Again, their first pick was brilliant. I credit both Carolina and Atlanta because it just seemed like there was so much pressure mounting on those two teams to draft quarterbacks out of position, and yet neither one of them did. They both waited, and finally took those guys in the cases of Ritter and Corral at more reasonable times after they addressed other significant needs first. And I think you have to give both those franchises credit for handling that, because again, that was the those moves by Carolina and Atlanta were absolutely the right decisions. And Carolina's case, they desperately need to upgrade that offensive line regardless of who's playing quarterback. The draft fell to them, and that the three best available offensive linemen in an offensive line power draft were all there for them to take. And they took the best of the three. Aquino was the best of the three. I have no doubt in my mind. I love the other two guys. I like Cross. I like Neal. But Aquino is the best of those three. He's Tristan Wirfs. He's very similar to Tristan Wirfs. And I think he's going to be a tremendous addition for Carolina. They can run behind him day one. They need to be able to run the football to be able to protect Darnold. Hey, Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. You hear about it all the time. They've helped almost everybody here at the station at one time or another. And sooner or later, they'll help you because at some point, everybody needs roofing help. It's just the way it is. Gilstrap's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor who has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. Five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Or online at gilstraproofing.com. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. You know, I know people are still waiting for the quarterbacks. We haven't started it yet. Hopefully we get to it at some point here. We have a few more teams to get to as well. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
April showers bring May flowers, but it can also bring a bunch of unwanted issues with your home. Make sure you're prepared for the rain with the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. No homeowner wants to deal with a damp or wet basement, which is why Canty Foundation Specialist provides the best basement waterproofing solutions available. Our expert waterproofers know how to identify the cause and can provide you with a high-quality waterproof system that will eliminate those problems. Canty can fix it. Call 844-333-7354.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 26% federal tax credit and an extra 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call 735-8081. Water Furnace, the reliable renewable.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, we hear you and Gary discussing Medicare all the time. Does Gary handle any other insurance products like life or long-term care?
Super question, listener. While my specialty is Medicare insurance, our agency also provides help in the life and long-term care areas. We additionally handle these products for you even if you do not have Medicare. That is the beauty of a diverse agency. If I am not your best choice in a particular area, I can pass you on to one of my agents who is better at that.
There you go, listener. Gary or one of his agents can help you in any area of life and health insurance. Just call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and Gary will hook you up, and you'll thank me later.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American-made, engineeredsleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.